Voters in California today decide who will be governor of the most populous state in the nation. There may be a shift in power from a Democrat to a Republican, maybe not. This month, NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg explores the idea of power, what it is, how it's used, and what happens when it's gone. Today, her first conversation taps into power and music.
When a newspaper reports a bracing front from the Atlantic has roared into our southern shores, you might be inclined to think hurricane, Isabel, Juan. But the Times of London was describing a conductor who recently took over as music director of the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra. Maren Alsop knows the power of holding up one hand and signaling some 100 musicians to do her bidding. But Alsop says her power has its limitations, because without the musicians, a conductor has nothing.
It's the most abstract kind of power ever, because I'm not even making any of the sound myself. It's all about perception and coercion. I mean, coercion in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
And all these unspoken things. It's really quite fascinating. But in those first 5 minutes, one needs to be completely in control. Also, I think one has to exude a terrific respect for the musicians, have a humility about oneself. For me, I mean, it's just part of who I am, but I think having a good sense of humor never hurts.
I want to read you something that was written in 1955 by Kurt Blaukoff in a piece called Great Conductors. I know you're going to adore this. This is his definition of the superhuman qualities of the role of the professional orchestral conductor. Now remember, 1955.
Uh-huh.
He has to be a strong man, and the stronger he is, the more dictatorial he is called by those he governs. He has to but stretch out his hand, and he is obeyed. He tolerates no opposition. His will, his word, his very glance are law.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds just like me. What can I tell you?
Wouldn't you race to play for a guy like that? to do your best?
You know, it's fascinating to talk about power, because the concept of power changes. And I think just 50 years ago, for a conductor, this was most definitely the perception of a powerful conductor. It was a dictatorial position, almost completely tyrannical. And this has dramatically changed as musicians have gained more say in what is going on in the orchestra, as the business has changed. You know, there are so many elements, but these days I think power is much more similar to the corporate structure, which, you know, you really have to be a team player. And not to say that you're just one of the gang, because you can't ever be one of the gang. You always have to be somewhat separated.
Maren Alsop, your mentor was the great Leonard Bernstein. You went to one of his young people's concerts when you were 10 years old, and then you had the chance to work with him at Tanglewood. What did you learn from him about establishing power or authority as a conductor?
Well, listen, you know, that was the most fascinating relationship to watch. Bernstein with any orchestra, it didn't matter if it was kids, you know, the most advanced and even possibly jaded orchestra, there was some kind of magic. And of course, it was just knowing that Leonard Bernstein was about to conduct your orchestra was already about 50% better immediately before he even entered the room. Do you know what I mean? Because there was this heightened excitement and heightened focus from everyone in the orchestra. He was turned on to music, excited, unwilling to compromise. Not himself personally, but unwilling to compromise on behalf of the composer, and willing to push everybody to do not only their best, but to do beyond their best. And because he was that and had this relationship, he almost became unimportant. This is hard to describe, but I think when someone has achieved the perfect power, one is almost can step out of it. The orchestra then moves up to take the challenge and to push themselves. And the greatest power one can have is to enable people to be better than they are.
Let us talk about the power of the music itself. Describe for us, if you can, what it is like to conduct enormous musical moments. Say something in a Mahler symphony.
Yeah, I'm just closing my eyes, trying to be in that space. I've never been surfing, but I've seen some of those films that are so beautiful, you know, where the people, especially in Hawaii, where the waves are larger than buildings. I imagine it's the feeling of working hard, you know, but always knowing where you're headed and feeling the power of this water take you. And when you finally catch that perfect wave, you almost don't have to do anything. Almost cease to exist in that moment. Those are the great moments in music where there's a rush and it's just an organic experience. It couldn't be any other way. Everyone is on the same wavelength, complete focus. I often find the time in concerts rather dramatically changed for me because it is like being in a trance. It's not that you're not involved and that it's a passive experience. You're actually directing it. But when you arrive at those points, you can't push too hard. You need to let the musicians carry it.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Maren Alsop, principal conductor of the Bournemouth Symphony in England and music director laureate of the Colorado Symphony. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.